we want the American people to know that as the Israel-Hamas conflict continues, the FBI has seen an increase in reports of threats against Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities and institutions, raising our concern that violent extremists and lone offenders who are motivated by or reacting to the ongoing events could target these communities. We are asking all members of the public to remain vigilant and report anything they consider suspicious to law enforcement or to contact their local FBI office.
There's a more detailed public service announcement that goes with this statement. What can you say about the threat environment briefly?
So we worked with our partners at DHS to release this announcement to highlight our concern about the potential for violence here in the United States in response to Hamas's terrorist attacks in Israel and the resulting conflict there. Tensions between Israel and Hamas have previously been a source of calls for violence against both Jewish and Muslim communities. We're working together with our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners to identify and mitigate any threats posed to the American people by Hamas or by other foreign terrorist organizations. At the same time, we're on the lookout and we're asking the public to be on the lookout as well for lone actors who may conduct violence in response to calls to action by these terrorist organizations or based on their own grievances. We've already seen an increase in reported threats to Jewish, Muslim, and Arab communities here in the United States, including hoax bomb threats targeting houses of worship and violent online rhetoric. And we want to ensure that everyone remains vigilant and reports suspicious activity so that we can keep our communities safe together.
Do you see any imminent threats bubbling up or brewing right now?
I want to be clear that this announcement is not in reaction to any specific threats. We want the American people to be aware of the environment we're currently in and understand that violence can materialize very quickly from a variety of bad actors against a variety of targets. We're taking all potential threats that we receive seriously, and we're committed to keeping the American people safe from all forms of extremist violence.
So do you see, sir, any activity in specific sectors or parts of the U.S. that the FBI is concerned about or more concerned about than in others?
Absolutely. So as mentioned, we're really focused on the concerns of the Jewish, Arab American, and Muslim communities in the United States. We're engaging directly with leaders in these communities to ensure that they have the information and resources that they need to keep safe.
So I guess to follow that up, I guess what I meant was, are there any specific regions of cities in the U.S. that go with this, or is this just a countrywide concern that you have?
Yeah, so there's no specific regions that we're looking at. We're really concerned across the entire country. We've seen violent extremism everywhere in the United States, and we really need to be on at our most vigilant during this time across the entire country.
So you've already given some pretty basic advice about people contacting law enforcement if they see things that are off or something not right. But is there more advice, or are there other things that you would urge people to consider as they ingest this information that you've shared with them in terms of seeing things and reporting them?
Yeah, I just think, you know, again, that we're asking folks to really remain vigilant. Anything they consider suspicious, to report it. What we've seen time and time again is that when a violent act happens, there were oftentimes individuals who observed things and they wrote off those things and didn't report them to law enforcement. And especially during this time, we're just asking the American people to look after each other and to report any suspicious activity so that we or local law enforcement can take a look at it.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything that you want to add that I haven't asked you about that you think is important as we consider this situation, this threat? Because one of the things that's really important is there's so many things that are going on. It seems to me that people are having trouble keeping up with all of the developments. So, you know, there are things happening here in the U.S., Ukraine, and of course this. So is there anything you want to add that I haven't asked you about?
No, I think I just want to stress that, you know, we're all better at preventing acts of terrorism and acts of targeted violence when we work together. That's certainly true of the FBI, as you can see in this announcement, jointly with our partners at DHS. We're also working with our federal, state, and local partners. But I think I'd just like to really impress upon folks that this is especially true within communities. So we're asking everyone not only to stay aware and alert for themselves, but really for their neighbors, and just to let everyone know that we are here along with our partners to provide the resources that you need. And I just want to thank you again for the opportunity to speak about this announcement.